DeepEnglish.com. Unusual Inheritances, Active Speaking, Part A. "You can't take it with you" is an expression that means we can't use our money after we die. What does this expression mean? This expression means we can't use our money after we die. Is the expression "you can't take it with you"? Yes, the expression is "you can't take it with you." For some people, it means don't save and enjoy your money while you're alive. Does it mean save and enjoy your money in heaven? No, it doesn't mean save and enjoy your money in heaven. It means don't save and enjoy your money while you're alive. For others, it's a call to use money to help other people. What kind of call is it? It's a call to use money to help other people. Many people choose to leave their money to their children, but that's changing. What do many people choose to do with their money? Many people choose to leave their money to their children. Is that changing? Yes, that's changing. Only 40% of millennials in the U.S. are expected to receive an inheritance. What percent of millennials in the U.S. are expected to receive an inheritance? Only 40% of millennials in the U.S. are expected to receive an inheritance. Some parents expect to have no money left for their children, and others plan to spend it all on themselves. Do some children expect to have no money left for their parents? No, some children don't expect to have no money left for their parents. Some parents expect to have no money left for their children. Do others plan to spend it all on themselves? Yes, others plan to spend it all on themselves. Billionaire Bill Gates has decided to only give a small portion of his fortune to his children. What has billionaire Bill Gates decided to do? Billionaire Bill Gates has decided to only give a small portion of his fortune to his children. The majority of his money will go to charity. Will the majority of his money go to luxury cars? No, the majority of his money won't go to luxury cars. The majority of his money will go to charity. He believes that giving his children money can weaken their character. Does he believe it can weaken their character or strengthen their character? He believes it can weaken their character. Instead, he wants them to learn to be self-reliant. What does he want? He wants them to learn to be self-reliant. He has said it will mean they have to find their own way. What will it mean? It will mean they have to find their own way. Gates and his fellow billionaire business mogul, Warren Buffett, are also gung-ho on not taking it with you. Is Gates gung-ho on not taking it with you? Yes, Gates is gung-ho on not taking it with you. Who else is gung-ho on not taking it with you? Warren Buffett is also gung-ho on not taking it with you. They are die-hard supporters of a campaign called the Giving Pledge. What are they die-hard supporters of? They are die-hard supporters of a campaign called the Giving Pledge. They encourage other wealthy people like Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg to promise to give half or more of their money to charity before they die. What do they encourage other wealthy people to do with their money? They encourage other wealthy people to give half or more of their money to charity before they die. Which wealthy people have they encouraged to do this? They have encouraged Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg to do this. Since 2010, over 80 billionaires have pledged more than $300 billion. How much have they pledged? They have pledged more than $300 billion. How many billionaires have pledged over $300 billion? Over 80 billionaires have pledged more than $300 billion. The giving pledge is not a legal contract, and there are no rules about what kind of charity the money will go to. Is the giving pledge a legal contract? No, the giving pledge is not a legal contract. Are there rules about what kind of charity the money will go to? No, there are no rules about what kind of charity the money will go to. Anything goes. Giving pledge donors have chosen a wide variety of worthy causes. Does anything go? Yes, anything goes. What have giving pledge donors chosen to do? Giving pledge donors have chosen a wide variety of worthy causes. These include fighting poverty, disease, and discrimination, along with education and environmental protection. Do these charities include fighting poverty, disease, and discrimination? Yes, these charities include fighting poverty, disease, and discrimination. Do they also include education and environmental protection? Yes, they also include education and environmental protection. What is a worthy cause is up to debate. What is up to debate? What is a worthy cause is up to debate. Take, for example, Jonathan Jackson, a man from Columbus, Ohio, who died in 1880. Where was Jonathan Jackson from? Jonathan Jackson was from Columbus, Ohio. When did he die? He died in 1880. In his will, he wrote, "It is man's duty as lord of animals to watch over and protect the lesser and feebler." Who is it man's duty to protect? It is man's duty to protect the lesser and feebler. Where did he write this? He wrote this in his will. He left his money for the creation of a cat house. What did he leave his money for? He left his money for the creation of a cat house. He also left detailed plans for the grand house. What else did he leave? He also left detailed plans for the grand house. These included cat dormitories, a dining room, a clinic, an exercise room, and even an auditorium for the cats to listen to daily live accordion performances. Did these include cat dormitories, a dining room, and a clinic? Yes, these included cat dormitories, a dining room, and a clinic. Did it also include an auditorium? Yes, it also included an auditorium. Was the auditorium for the cats to learn to play the accordion? No, the auditorium wasn't for the cats to learn to play the accordion. The auditorium was for the cats to listen to daily live accordion performances. It's unclear whether this house was designed for his own cats or was a charitable effort for down-on-their-luck cats. Was this house designed for his own cats, or was it a charitable effort for down-on-their-luck cats? It's unclear whether this house was designed for his own cats, or was a charitable effort for down-on-their-luck cats.